This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
I want to show you guys this stuff. Hi, everybody. Hi, welcome back. My name is Will. I am the host of the Space News Pod. Been doing this for about 3.5 years. If you're new here, thank you so much for your support today. And thank you for your continued support for the people who are subscribers to the show and also to people who have left comments, chatted, all that stuff. Thank you so much for all of your continued support. If you want to continue supporting throughout the month, of course, become a member of the show. Helps us out a little bit. Helps with cost of equipment, cost of traveling, the launches, stuff like that. So thank you so much for that. And if you just want to just give it a like, that's cool too. Give this show a like, and we'll be talking about more SpaceX stuff and the PEA as it becomes available in the next, 17 minutes. SpaceX will know. We'll know. SpaceX already knows. But we will know in the next 20 minutes-ish what's going to be happening down at Starbase in the near future. So here we go. 206 likes. Thank you so much, everybody, for all of that help. Here we go. I want to show you this. As SpaceX ramps up activity, this is from Texas Public Radio. So this is the NPR of Texas, basically. As SpaceX ramps up activity in the Rio Grande Valley, local concerns grow. And I want to make sure that I get all the news out there for you guys, because if some of this stuff isn't what we want to hear, that's okay. You don't always have to have the positive stuff. Some of the stuff, we have to think about it. You know, like, these are things that you have to think about, because, you know, the environmental assessment's coming out soon. We'll see what happens by 2 o'clock today. And I'm just going to go back over for you real quick to show you where we are right now in this process. Right now, we are right here. We're in progress right here. 6/13/2022. This is a recap of what's been happening. Earlier, it said it was complete. And then it went, nope, we're still in progress. So somebody checked that box and then uncheck that box. But here, performance.gov, issuance of final EA. Complete date, 6/13/2022. So 6/13/2022, issuance of the final EA. And earlier, Joy Roulette pointed out that the FAA will be releasing their information at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That's about 16 minutes from now. So stay tuned for that. And then we'll go over all of that stuff as the time happens. So let's take a look at some stuff that happened before. And this could kind of tie into the FAA's PEA. What is this programmatic environmental assessment going to do? It's going to assess everything that happens at Starbase. This is a photo of pieces of debris seen in a national wildlife refuge. This is posted on Texas Public Radio by Gene Bell Blevins is the photo. And as you can see, giant chunks of metal, like giant chunks of metal. People were walking around, like Elon was walking around this debris at one point with his dog, and showing SpaceX employees looking at all the debris and going like, okay, what can we do next? But this is debris that's like landing in a national wildlife refuge. If one of these chunks of metal were to hit an endangered species and kill off an endangered species, if there's only 105 of that endangered species left, that's 104 as opposed to 105. So think about that for a second. What is the FAA take into consideration? It is things like this. It's things like this. Local activists in the Rio Grande Valley are frustrated with Elon Musk's SpaceX operation Boca Chica, Texas, and Brownsville. And they're trying to block SpaceX from actually doing any of this stuff. So recently, the Sierra Club tried to sue or is suing SpaceX for closing beaches nearby Highway 4. Right. So SpaceX closes down Highway 4 beach access to Boca Chica Beach when they're doing testing. And sometimes they block miles of road. They stop traffic from going down to that beach at certain points during the day when they're doing testing. What's up, Jeff Francis? How you doing? And this is a little bit earlier, March 5th, 2022. Today, the Sierra Club and Carrizo. I'm just really bad with names. So this is not my strength here. Comecrudo Tribe of Texas. Sorry about that. I forgot that horribly wrong. Join local environmental group Save RGV in suing the Texas General Land Office, Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush in Cameron County for closing Boca Chica Beach for SpaceX operations. This is a whole different thing than the PEA, but it's very similar. So the PEA, the environmental assessment, has to take these things into consideration as well. How is this going to affect the land that's kind of supposed to be open to the public? Every beach in Texas is a public beach. And constitutionally in Texas, these beaches are guaranteed to the people. So restricting access to the public beach, as the defendants have done, violates the Texas Constitution. In 2013, the legislature amended the Texas Open Beaches Act to let Texas beaches close for spaceflight operations. And just 5 years later, SpaceX built its massive rocket launching facility, 1,500 feet from water's edge at Boca Chica Beach. The 2013 statute change conflicts with the state's constitution, which Texas voters amended in 2009 by 77% majority to guarantee the right to free and open access to beach, to public beaches. So Sierra Club is one of those organizations that's kind of pushing back against SpaceX at this point. So Sierra Club is saying, hey, man, this is not cool. You're really close to this beach. There's endangered species on this beach. We want to use the beach too. There's tribes that use the beach, which walk down to the Rio Grande, which walk down to Rio Grande River on the border of Mexico, and they do ceremonies there. So some of these people are saying, hey, we need to keep this open for us, but we also need to keep this open for the people that do their ceremonies on the beach. The constant closures of Highway 4 and Boca Chica Beach are unconstitutional and have the effect of robbing local residents of a sacred space when they need it to commune, to reflect, to breathe, and have a good time. So I think the wording of this is a little bit weird. I still have dog hair from earlier in my nose. To commune. Okay. That's understandable. To reflect. Okay. To breathe. We can breathe anywhere and to have a good time. So I understand that. The breathe part, probably leave that out. Boca Chica Beach was like no other. It was a wild place where we, generations of families, spent our quality time. Dude, it is wild down there too, by the way. Boca Chica Beach and the whole Starbase area, wild. What's up, pretty? What's up, Peggy? Fluff Star says, if it's closed for a few hours at a time, Sierra Club is out of luck. You know, and that's the thing that SpaceX has to worry about is not just the FAA and the environmental stuff, but they have to worry about the people too. So some organization like the Sierra Club, which is pushing back against SpaceX, pushing back against the closures of Highway 4, if the FAA does approve the PEA today, and if that all goes through and SpaceX is okay to launch, there might be lawsuits, which is unfortunate. There might be lawsuits for years heading off SpaceX. So like maybe possibly stopping SpaceX in their tracks as far as we're concerned. 10 minutes until the PEA, till we get some information. I'm checking my emails constantly, furiously clicking. And checking out the FAA's Twitter account. They said 2 o'clock, but there might be some information a little bit earlier. So I'm going to keep my eyes open. 1 second here. I just got to make sure I have everything ready. This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff and all my photos, and you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house
with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back, and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files, and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5 Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
There we go. Joey Roulette from Reuters said, FAA will release at 2 p.m. Eastern today the outcome of its environmental review. Ooh, baby. So, Joey, please. Talk about Joey here. Joey, very respected technology writer, space writer, space flight. So, release 2 o'clock p.m. today. So, there's a few other things I want to talk about in the next, like, 8 minutes before this happens. And hopefully we get it at exactly 2 o'clock, which would be really cool. I haven't seen you live for a while. I'm in rehab for broken toe, 3 broken toes. Holy cow. Oof. Peggy, I feel you. I had a broken ankle or busted ankle. So I feel the whole foot thing. I feel that. My whole foot was like everything was swollen down there. So I feel your pain, man. Hope you get better soon. Hope you heal up. Hope you rehabilitate as soon as possible. So this is what we were talking about before. The beaches were closed. Sierra Club. This is a thing that this is kind of stuff that the FAA is talking about. Sierra Club, a new environmental statement, impact statement is needed. So this is from the Sierra Club as well. So they're kind of pushing back against SpaceX at this point. SpaceX's new plans for Boca Chica mean vastly greater environmental impacts. An environmental impact study. This is for when SpaceX is going to build Starbase a little bit bigger than what it is right now. FAA must make that decision, not SpaceX. SpaceX was allowed to choose. This is a National Environmental Protection Agency requirement and is stated in FAA's own regulations, and EIS is more comprehensive and allows for more public input and participation. This also shows that, you know, that people will push back against a giant corporation. Like SpaceX is pretty big. You know, they work with government agencies, the Department of Defense, they work with NASA, they work with all government agencies, basically the FAA, et cetera, to send people to space, but also to send cargo to space. So the Department of Defense cargo, satellites, spy satellites, things like that, they need to get FAA approval for launch. And the environmental impact statements, environmental impact study needs to happen, again, according to Sierra Club, they need to do this again. SpaceX is proposing to construct and operate a power plant, liquefied natural gas plant, desalination plant, and a solar farm. And they're just waiting on this stuff too. So this isn't happening anytime soon that we know of, that they're going to be building more. Programmatic environmental assessment is an approach to avoid identifying cumulative impacts and consequently bypasses the minimization and mitigation of intended and unintended consequences. The PEA also does not address, this is the part that that I'd be worried about. Does not address or include a launch failure analysis of potential impacts to proposed LNG export terminals at the Port of Brownsville. This is something that we kind of have to think about too. The Port of Brownsville has hundreds of people there. They also have big ships there. They have rigs there. It's a huge facility that builds a lot of things and also ships things in and out of Brownsville in South Texas. So if this does RUD, and I was showing the map earlier, where is this map here? Right here, Boca Chica Beach. Port of Brownsville's right up here. Sort of this whole area right here. So you have to go, where is it here? There we go. Sorry. My map skills are horrible today. So Port of Brownsville, Port Isabel, right around here, right? So debris was seen near Isla Blanca Park when SpaceX rutted something. So the Port of Brownsville, this whole area right here, could be impacted by Starship RUD. Port Isabel, this whole area. But it's, you know, this is about 6-7 miles away. So in any sort of blast radius, you know, it's like, let's just take a look at this. It could go around towards Massey's gun range, somewhere around there. Rocket Ranch is real close too. So Rocket Ranch is probably okay, but anywhere in this sort of area, let's just do it out like this area right here, maybe plus down into Mexico. Yeah, could possibly be, you know, so let's just zoom out a little bit more. So probably like this area could be something that SpaceX should really worry about with a RUD. So something like that. So that's what they're worrying about as well at the FAA for this PEA. And we have about 3 minutes until all this happens. So I'm getting ready. Hopefully we get, okay, here we go. Okay, check this out. Joey Roulette just broke the news. Check this out. Here we go. Joey Roulette just broke the news. Breaking, the FAA has concluded its environmental review into SpaceX Boca Chica, Texas Starship site, finding no significant impact, but placing a number of conditions on the company. Full document is here. It includes more than 75 things SpaceX must do to mitigate the environmental impact for its plan to launch Starship in Boca Chica. Like I was saying earlier, here we go. Let's take a look at this. This is insane. This is cool. We got this. 75 things. Okay. Project updates in English. Executive summary of the final PEA. Let's do the executive summary first. Introduction. Oh my Lord, 43 pages. Here we go. Introduction. Let's get this over here. We did it. We did it, Reddit. Go down a little bit. I'm just scrolling through this because it's the first time I'm seeing it, and this is the first time you're seeing it as well, probably. So 75 things. Let's see what they have to do. FAA published a draft PEA in 2021 for public review and comment, the scope of which addressed the potential environment and impacts associated with SpaceX's proposed operations as well as construction and additional support infrastructure. So this is the conclusion of the draft PEA. SpaceX made the following changes to the proposal. Remove construction and operation of the desalination and natural gas treatment, pretreatment system, liquefier, and power plant. SpaceX removed this infrastructure from its proposal in response to public and agency comments and other developments. Removed the program development phase in response to public and agency comments and other developments. Modified the Raptor engine and engine configuration. SpaceX increased the thrust of the Raptor engine. Therefore, SpaceX had reduced the total number of engines. This change would not constitute any discernible changes in environmental impacts. So this launch site area right here, as we see, we're talking about this earlier. Got my tinfoil hat on, folks. Zara, yep. purpose and need. The FAA's authority with respect to SpaceX's license application is stated in PA, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to try to find these things. Public involvement scoping. A total of 321 comments were received between December 22, 2020 and January 2021. Concerns raised for commenters about the project. To proceed with all of its proposed Starship Super Heavy operations and associated construction, SpaceX would require several environmental and regulatory permits and approvals in addition to the FAA's license or permit. The FAA has identified the following additional environmental permits and approvals for SpaceX proposal, but others may be required. Air emissions from applicable operations would be permitted by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Endangered Species Act. In accordance with Section 7 of the Endangered Species Act, the FAA conducted consultation with the U.S. Okay, so all the things from the FAA, the Endangered Species Act, these are all the things. The Magnuson-Stevenson Fish Conservatory, the Coastal Zone Management Act, National Historic Preservation Act. As part of the National Historic Preservation Act, Section 106 consultation, the FAA determined the proposed action would create an adverse effect on historic properties. That's what we were talking about earlier. So let me take a look. Let me show you this. This is a historic property right about here. This is a historic property. Right here. This is a monument to, I believe, fallen soldiers of the Civil War. I'm not sure exactly. I used to park like right next to it. I never read the whole thing. Unfortunately, I never read it, but I knew it was a historic marker. So SpaceX needs to probably do something with this because look at how close it is, literally right there. So Clean Water Act. SpaceX's proposal includes filling wetlands, which requires a CWA Section 404 permit, also a Texas Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, equivalent to a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, is required for point source discharges from SpaceX facilities during construction or operations. So it looks like they have to get some more stuff done here. A National Wildlife Refuge System Administration Act. Thank you for the new sub. Who do we got here? I can't read your name. I'm sorry. Zara Lockwood, thanks for the new sub too. And Neely O'Cop, thanks so much for that too. Proposed action alternatives. The final PEA for the Starship Super Heavy program was prepared by SpaceX under the supervision of the FAA. The FAA has an obligation consistent with 40, blah, 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 all these letters and words, to independently evaluate and to take responsibility for the concerns of the contents of the PEA. Subsequent to that independent evaluation, the PEA becomes a federal document supporting the federal action described in the analysis. While the FAA's authority under the Commercial Space Launch Act only extends to launch activities, the PEA provides a broader analysis of the reasonably foreseeable activities. Proposed action, preferred alternative. SpaceX's proposed action, which is its preferred alternative, is for the FAA to take a federal action to issue one or more experimental permits and or a vehicle operator license to SpaceX that would allow SpaceX to operate its Super Heavy launch vehicle at its Boca Chica launch site in Cameron County, Texas. The federal action also includes the FAA's issuance of temporary airspace closures. So don't fly there, TFRs. SpaceX's proposed operations include launches originating from this site, as well as landings at this site in the Gulf of Mexico or in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Kauai. And this is for the orbital flight test. So the orbital flight test, the ship would launch off the coast of Kauai, Hawaii. SpaceX's goal is to use Super Heavy for low Earth orbit, sun synchronous orbit, geostationary transfer orbit, and interplanetary missions for cargo as humans. Okay, I think these are the things. Okay, there we go. So I'm just going to scroll down a little bit. Operations. The Starship Super Heavy program includes tank tests, pre-flight operations, suborbital launches, proposed annual operations, Starship static fire engine test, 150 seconds, operational limit, 135 seconds for the super heavy engine test. 135 seconds. Starship suborbital flight, day or night, five orb operational limits. So they only have five per year flights from here. Suborbital launches. Okay. Super heavy launch, five super heavy launches. Starship landing, land landing, 10. Okay. So the suborbital launch and the super heavy launch could equal 10. Super heavy land landing, 5. Wow. Okay. Tank tests, pre-flight operations. Okay. So let's see what they have, because he said there's 75 things in there. So these are the access restriction areas for everything in purple is landowner and SpaceX personnel. Vertical launch area, which is over here on the right side. Blast damage area is basically the same as the vertical launch area. SpaceX personnel only is down here in the yellow. Okay. That's cool. No action alternative. Under the no action alternative, the FAA would not issue new experimental permits or licenses to SpaceX. Summary of environmental consequences. The following environmental impact categories were, we're on page 16 of 43. That's a lot. So here we go. Joy Roulette. See if he has anything else to say about this. Finding no significant impact, but placing a number of conditions on the company. This is what I was talking about earlier. The proposed action has the potential to affect a total of 17 historic properties. Potential effects could result from visual, auditory, or vibration effects. Other potential effects could result from increased visitation and use of the area due to SpaceX's presence. And for two properties, potential effects for debris associated with the anomaly, with an anomaly, the FAA made a finding of adverse effect for 17 historic properties because the effects could diminish the integrity of the properties, which is one of the critical, on the critical for listing on the National Register of Historic Places. Now let's see if what they've done as far as this right here, see if they, in progress. Yeah, let's, we'll see if they did complete or not. Let's see. I'm going to check my email too. See if I got anything in the email about this, but nothing quite yet. So there's, there may be a summary that's coming out via email. But nothing quite yet. Let's see what the FAA says on their Twitter account too. I'm just seeing if they post anything that is going to be different than what we see here. Department of Transportation Act, construction of the proposed infrastructure would not result in a permanent incorporation of the of any section 4F property. Construction includes trenching to install underground utilities. I'm just trying to find the, like what Joey was talking about with the, yeah, I think that's all the stuff right here he was talking about. Water resources, biological resources. Okay. Let's go back, see if we can find something other than the executive summary. Mitigation. I see this is probably what it is that we're talking about, the mitigation. Summary. Federal Aviation Administration prepared the attached final PEA to analyze potential environmental impacts. PEA was prepared in accordance with the National Environmental Policy Act. After reviewing and analyzing all available data and information on existing conditions and potential impacts, as well as the mitigation identified in the PEA, which SpaceX must implement, the FAA has determined the proposed action would not significantly affect the quality of the human environment. Therefore, the preparation of the environmental impact study is not required, and the FAA is issuing this mitigated finding of no significant impact. So they got a Fonzie. Nice. The FAA has made this determination in accordance with applicable environmental laws and FAA regulations. The PEA is incorporated by reference. Proposed action. FAA's What allows SpaceX to take this proposed action, the launching of Starship Super Heavy from the Boca Chica, the FAA's federal action is to issue an experimental permit and or vehicle operator license for SpaceX to allow its launches there. Environmental impacts. Okay, so these are the things that were before: climate, visual effects, things like that. So we have to, there's 40 pages on this one, so we're just kind of like skimming through everything. There'll be another video. Air quality, periodic water spraying to control particulates and fugitive dust, BMPs, such as minimal idling of engines, watering of soils to be distributed, and use of low volatility coatings, compliance with TCEQ's authorization under the oil and standards gas. These are all things that I'm not super familiar with. Management of launch site lighting. Exterior lights used expressly for safety or security purposes are limited to the minimum number and the configuration required to achieve their functional roles. Historical architecture, archaeological and cultural resources. So these are some of the things that they have to go through, I believe. Preparing a historical context report of the historic events and activities of the Mexican War and the Civil War that took place in the geographic area associated with and including the area of potential effects. Funding the development and production of 5 interpretive signs in English and Spanish that describe the history and significance of historic properties in the APE. Funding educational outreach to the public about the region's cultural heritage, documenting the landscape. This is cool, actually. So they don't lose their heritage, you know, they don't lose the history while they're implementing the future. Implementing measures to reduce noise levels generated by construction equipment. So that's one of those things. Are they going to build more walls around this thing? Because that would mitigate noise a lot. The noise, instead of going out towards where people would go to these places, if there were walls all around it, the noise would go up and then out, so people wouldn't hear it as much. Replicating and installing the missing stars and wreaths on the Palmetto Pilings historical marker. I don't know what that is, but that's very specific. But Department of Transportation Act, SpaceX would restore the SH-4 ROW to pre-disturbance conditions. In the event of an anomaly, SpaceX would notify TPWD. Following an anomaly, SpaceX would release the access to release the access restriction area west of the All Hard checkpoint to allow visitors to continue to access the NHL and NWR while anomaly response actions are taken. Oh, wow. SpaceX would keep the All Hard checkpoint in place to protect public safety. SpaceX, a qualified contractor, would conduct debris removal in accordance with a method of determined. Okay. SpaceX would issue notifications prior to a planned access restriction in accordance. Okay. SpaceX would implement the following measures to limit access restrictions. No State Highway 4 access restrictions on the following days: Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th, Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Texas Independence Day, Cesar Chavez Day, Emancipation Day in Texas, also referred to as Juneteenth, Veterans Day, Good Friday, Easter, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, holidays, where any of the holidays falls usually on a Monday or Friday, no weekend access restrictions as defined in 9D. Wow. Okay, so there's some stuff. Pretty, thank you so much for becoming a member again. What'd you do? It's Cosmos Crew, thank you for the upgrade. Let's get you some starships. Wow. Thank you so much. I've been too busy reading this stuff. So let me get you in here. Let me get you some starships. Did we have any? We should. There's no starships for you. Pretty, I'm sorry. You didn't get any starships. Approved, but with mitigation circumstances. We're gonna wait on the FAA's actual wording of all this stuff, though. It looks like SpaceX has a lot. So Julia Rillette, no significant impact. So they got the Fonzie by placing a number of conditions on the company. So they can do this as long as they do these things, right? So For any State Highway 4 road access restriction, SpaceX will request at least 40 hours prior to the start of the access restriction period that the Cameron County Commissioner's Court implement the access restriction. SpaceX would implement measures identified in the Section 106 PA, historical, architectural, archaeological, and cultural resources. SpaceX would implement the lighting mitigation measures. SpaceX would collaborate with the Wildlife U.S. FWS for wildlife observation, interpretation, and photography objectives for the area, as well as NHL priorities. For a safe pull-off on Highway 4, very cool, east of the first public hard checkpoint and other roads adjacent, so people can go there and hang out as well. Coordination with SpaceX. SpaceX will construct a wildlife viewing platform. This is cool. And associated signage. The signage will address the resident wildlife, NHL, and the SpaceX launch site. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, actually. That's kind of needed because down there, there's like literally nothing. This is going to change the place a little bit. Provide enhanced satellite monitoring via solar-powered Starlink. What? The government's like, hey, use Starlink, man, for remote wildlife viewing opportunities. The enhanced satellite monitoring will provide at location to be determined by the U.S. FWS. Fish and Wildlife Service. Participate in wildlife photography introduction and instruction opportunities on site. This is kind of weird, but also pretty cool. SpaceX will provide the this is like, you can't just build your launch site here. You have to make sure that people know about this wildlife stuff. And maybe this is the way that the FAA is like, in the environmental groups are like, look, man, if you're going to bust up this place down here, we have to make sure that people still realize that things are available, that these birds are available and the other endangered species are available. Space will provide the opportunity for wildlife photographers to instruct the public during the monthly beach cleanups and or provide wildlife photography information and instructions at the wildlife viewing platform. That's cool, man. I think it's looking good. I mean, so the other thing is, will they approve this before all this stuff is done? You know, is this, we're going to have to wait to see. They saw no impact so far. Thank you so much for that new sub. Who we got here? Andrew Hamlet, thank you so much. Preeti, thank you again for becoming a part of the Cosmos crew. Becoming a member of the channel is a huge, huge deal because it shows that you support the channel and that you're a huge part of it, but also you're helping fund, you know, the next generation of spaceflight content here on YouTube. So thank you so much for that, Preeti. You are amazing. We're all good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. SpaceX would collaborate with the United States Fish and Wildlife Services to meet environmental education objectives. To accomplish this goal, SpaceX will provide on-site science, technology, and engineering and math-based learning opportunities on-site at Starbase. SpaceX will host regular site tours and one annual educational event for students in the Brownsville Independent School District. Wow, that's really cool, man. On the site tours, SpaceX will educate the students on the sensitive resources and habitats surrounding the SpaceX facilities. So cool. SpaceX would court. You see them there all the time. Jeff Francis, thank you so much for becoming a member of the channel. You get a thing. Oh, you didn't? There's no starships for that? I got to set that up. There's just the quick texting. I got to set up some starships for that. When people become members, it's got to be a big deal. Jeff, thank you so much. Preeti, thank you so much for becoming part of the Cosmos crew, for becoming members of the channel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, this is so cool about the Brownsville Independent School District. Like, that's so rad, man. At the annual educational event, SpaceX will invite USFWS, TPWD, and NPS to speak for the importance of studying the life and physical sciences. That's neat. Okay, water resources. There's a lot of these. Algal flats, including grooming of tracks with the use of hand tools and ambient soils to prevent further impacts. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is like a cleanup thing. SpaceX would implement its SPCC plan to minimize the potential for accidental releases of polluting substances. SpaceX would develop appropriate sampling protocols and water quality criteria in coordination with the TCEQ. SpaceX would adhere to proper marine vessel operating procedures and use of appropriate BMPs in the event of a recovery operation, discharge, or spill. So if they go out to the Gulf and, if they go out to the Gulf and they have to recover a vessel, recover a booster or something, or pieces of a booster, they have to make sure that's clean as well. So they accept it and then they have to mitigate this stuff, I think, you know. Restoration measures regarding any adverse impacts to landforms, including monitoring. I'm going to see if we got anything from the FAA yet in our emails, because it should. I mean, it's released, but they might not have an email ready for it yet. Construction measures, biological resources, including fish, wildlife, and plants. I'm just looking for big, big things here. SpaceX will make an annual contribution of $5,000 to the Peregrine Fund within 3 months of the issuance of the BO. SpaceX will make an annual contribution of $5,000 to the Friends of Laguna Atacosa National Wildlife Refuge. Adopt an ocelot program within 3 months. March 1 of each year, therefore, for the duration of the BO, funds donated to the program are intended to pay for wildlife guzzlers, camera trapping sets, special events to raise awareness about the ocelot, important supplies that allow biologists to monitor ocelot dispersal, behavior, and habitat. So they have to donate a little bit of money too. That's cool. You know, it's not just about keeping the environment clean. It's about helping out and keeping these species alive too. SpaceX will operate an employee shuttle between Brownsville and the project site in between parking areas. So they already do a shuttle between Brownsville and the production site, between parking areas at LLCC and the VLA to reduce the number of project-related vehicles traveling to and from the project site. SpaceX will encourage employees to use the shuttle by providing information on shuttle operation and new hire onboarding. Okay, that's cool, though. Like, maybe they're going to have to do, like, an actual, like, something bigger, because I know they have, like, us. Like a shuttle probably that fits 10 people, maybe 15 people at this point. SpaceX will update its lighting management plan to account for SpaceX Super or Starship Super Heavy launches and related infrastructure. SpaceX will continue contracting a qualified biologist to conduct pre- and post-launch biological monitoring, vegetation, and birds. Monitoring will be conducted within 1 mile of the VLA up to a week before the Starship Super Heavy launch and the day after the launch. So they have to be, they're held accountable for these things. SpaceX will continue to collaborate with Sea Turtle Inc. by supplying and storing field equipment and to provide sea turtle survey data. Environmental worker educational briefing. SpaceX will develop environmental or educational training materials, anomaly measures, let's see. Okay, here we go. SpaceX will construct a barrier along the northern boundary of the VLA to assist in keeping debris from entering the NWR. So the northern border vehicle launch area here to assist in keeping debris from entering the NWR. Let's see where this is going to be. The northern area here. So this is heading east. So the northern border. So they're going to put a barrier up right there, maybe on the other side of the road. I don't know. It's either going to be on the other side of the road, like around this area right here, like right here. Or they're going to put a barrier up along this, which would significantly impact live streamers. Like anybody that's streaming there now, like this fence is kind of a pain in the butt right here to film through. But if they put up a big wall right here, that's going to be huge. Like no one's going to be able to stream from the side of the road anymore. I mean, you could stream from down here still, but if they put it on this side All the live streamers are going to go away. I mean, you can stream from here too. But the I mean, unless you have Starlink, like some people do, or like down here, you can kind of stream from down here too. But yeah, anybody that parks across the street here and has a camera right there, like you're kind of messed at that point. But if they do it across the street, that would be okay for that kind of thing. So, all right. Oh my God, these people are spamming. Jeez, people. Jeez. Chris S. says, "Well, how are you doing, sir? I am doing great. Thank you. I'm this whole stream. We've been waiting for like 2.5 hours for this thing to happen. So, my voice is getting a little bit sore, but other than that, get a little hoarse. It's okay though. A SpaceX 182Q KFTW says SpaceX already made a significant donation to the Sea Turtle Inc. During the deep freeze a while back. Yeah, Zara, I agree with you. Yeah, we don't need those. We don't need that crap. So I banned them. Let's see here. What else we got going on in chat? I guess other space agencies get the place approved first and then set up a space launch base there. Usually they do pretty. Yeah. Usually they have the plan in place and they say, these are the things that we're going to do. And then they get environmental approval. They don't just kind of, I mean, they may start like small operations there, but SpaceX just kind of built stuff and was just like, you know, we're going to launch Falcon 9s from here and Super Heavies from here, or Falcon Heavies from here. And then they kind of changed their mind to a Super Heavy. So when they did that, the FAA kind of stepped in and, you know, kind of did an environmental assessment for this stuff. So still waiting on the FAA at this point. Yeah. So there's mitigation happening. There's other things too. SpaceX will conduct this. Okay, so there we go. I will connect with the Texas DOT to help ensure that the shoulders of SH4 east of the first public hard checkpoint are maintained by regular mowing. Oh, that's kind of neat. And trimming to keep vegetation shorter than 12 inches. SpaceX will notify Department of Transportation that maintenance may be warranted when vegetation cryogenic testing and other pressure tanks used under the proposed action will be tethered by cables when practicable to the VLA site to help prevent debris from leaving the VLA. This measure will minimize the extent and severity of habitat modification for piping plovers and red knots. So anything that's going to blow up has to be tied down. Nighttime light levels on the beach within 1.5 miles. Implement the water resource mitigation. Let's see. This is a huge document. I'm going to link this in chat, to be honest with you guys, because it is a huge, huge document. Land use. SpaceX would notify and coordinate with the oil and gas operators prior to any launch, including landing. Hazardous waste materials. Finding a decision, the FAA decision, as is mitigated, FONSI is based on a comparative examination of environmental impacts for each of the alternatives studied. During the environmental review process, the PEA discloses the potential environmental impacts for each of the alternatives and provides a full and fair discussion of those impacts. FAA believes the proposed action best fulfills the purpose and need identified in the PEA. In contrast, the no action alternative fails to meet the purpose and need identified in the PEA. The FAA has determined that the proposed action is reasonable, feasible, practicable, and prudent alternative for the federal decision in light of the established goals and objectives. Okay. The undersigned finds that the proposed federal action is consistent in existing national environmental policies and objectives as set forth in section 101. Okay. So that being said, a determination under 14 CFR Part 450 as to SpaceX's application for a vehicle operator license. The undersigned hereby directs that action be taken together with the necessary related and collateral actions to carry out the agency decisions as related in the mitigation, a mitigated FONSI rod, including a determination under 14 CFR Part 450 as to SpaceX's application for a vehicle operator license. So they still have to get a license to fly, basically. I believe that's what that means. Holy cow. That's so much. That's so much stuff. So I'm going to send a link to you guys about this stuff because I got to go and have to go get some work done. Actually, I got to take off for a little bit. So I will send this to you. There you go. In chat, take a look at that link. It's big. It's big. That's what I was just reading off here. It's 40 pages of this stuff. And here, if you go to this page, send you this page too. Go to starshipshirts.com too. Buy a Starship t-shirt, by the way. Should be awesome. There you go. So thank you, everybody, for hanging out for these couple hours. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Preeti, for the new memberships, by the way. Cosmos Crew, Jeff. Cosmos Crew, Preeti. There you go. There you go. We got it. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you, of course. Thank you for becoming a sponsor of the show. Thank you for becoming a member of the show. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to subscribe to the show, because we do this stuff all the time. We talk about this stuff. We have a discussion about this stuff. So thank you all for all of your help throughout the time we're here. So thanks for all the new subs today, guys. Appreciate it. Let's see if we're past the 88,000. Oh, yeah. 88,100 plus 183 pages. Holy cow. Yeah, there's so many things. So there you go. Read it all if you want to. It's a lot. But we got a FONSI, so that's a positive thing. Thank you, everybody. I'm out of here for now. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you. Where do we have the end screen? I got to scroll down for the end screen. I don't know why I don't have it right at the top. Ending screen. There we go. These are some people that have helped us out along the way as well. William Cantino, Virginia, Gary, Debs, Mick, Tonic Fox, Grace. I'll update this list this week because there's more people now. There's more contributors. So thank you so much, everybody here and more. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.